In today's gospel, we're told that the resurrected Jesus appears to the disciples as two others are recounting him appearing to them. And we're told, quote, that they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Why did they think that they were seeing a ghost? In Matthew 16:21, Mark 8:31, and Luke 9:22, Jesus says very clearly that he will be handed over, he will be killed, and he will rise again from the dead on the third day. So when this event happened, why didn't the disciples look to each other and say, huh, remember he said he was going to do this? Cool, party time, right? They were ready for it. Well, apparently not. So let's try to understand the disciples' confusion and their misunderstanding of this event. So as we continue, if you heard my Easter homily in the morning on Easter, this first little paragraph is a little bit of a repeat, so just take a little nap, but then we'll go in a different direction, okay? So as Christians living in 2018, we grew up with this understanding of Jesus Christ rising from the dead. We say it every Sunday. On the third day, he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. So when we hear resurrection, we think, yeah, no big deal, right? We're used to having this phenomenon in our lives. However, no one was expecting an immediate bodily resurrection from the dead in Jesus' time. We see this in the conversation between Jesus and Martha. Martha is the sister of Lazarus, who was dead and in the tomb. And Jesus says to Martha in John 11:23, he says, your brother will rise. And Martha shoots back and says, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. So there were schools of Judaism that understood this final resurrection at the end times. When it was over, the earth was over, the dead would rise. So they understood this future resurrection from the dead. As for Jesus' particular resurrection, we heard in this account, they think they're seeing a ghost. But in other places, it says in Mark 16:11 and Luke 24:11, that when they heard about Jesus' resurrection, the disciples, quote, did not believe. Then we even have the encounter of Doubting Thomas. So Doubting Thomas was one of the 12 disciples. He walked with Jesus for 3 years. He would have heard these predictions that I referenced earlier. So Jesus appears to the 11, and Thomas isn't there. And they're like, Thomas, the Lord is risen. He appeared to us. And he says, yeah, remember when he said he was going to do that? No, he didn't say that. He said, unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands and put my fingers into the marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. I will not believe in a resurrected Jesus Christ. So no one in the time of Jesus was expecting an immediate bodily resurrection from the dead. Because of this reality, when Jesus Christ, a dead man, appears to the disciples, they think they're seeing a ghost. There's another part in the Gospels that the same phenomena happens where they think they're seeing a ghost. We see this in Matthew 14:26. When Jesus is walking on the water towards them, we're told that the disciples were terrified, and they cried out in fear, "It is a ghost!" So, this understanding of ghosts is very much a biblical phenomenon. We see biblical references to this understanding of ghosts. So then we have to ask the question, well, then what are ghosts? Well, on one side of the spectrum, we have one school of thought that says ghosts are disembodied spirits. When we die, our soul separates from our body. And at the resurrection from the dead, soul and body are resurrected, just like Christ was, and we have our glorified bodies. So any manifestation of a human being after death, but before resurrection, would be a ghost. Now, Jesus is proving to his disciples that he is not a ghost. He says, look at my hands and my feet. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. Later he says, give me a piece of fish, and he eats it right in front of them. Ghosts can't eat, regardless of that movie Ghostbusters says, right? So Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, body and soul. Now, if we go to the other end of the spectrum, there are those who are going to say that there are no such thing as ghosts. These ghostly apparitions are demons, which are fallen angels. And if we go and read the scriptures from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, there are dozens of references of angels and demons interacting with each other and also with human beings. So we know the possibility of these supernatural entities is a reality. Now, these supernatural realities are important to keep in mind because I've been brought into situations where ghostly, paranormal activity is going on. And I tell the people always the same thing, what I just told you. Well, we're dealing with one of two things. We're dealing with a ghost, or we're dealing with a demon. And I say to them, if it's a ghost, then it's a disembodied spirit. This dead human being is coming to us looking for prayer. So the only thing we're going to do is pray. We're going to pray for the repose of the soul of that person, that if there's any sins that are keeping him here, would be cleansed so that they can leave this earth, if you will, and be with God in heaven. So if a ghost appears to us, the only thing we are going to do is pray. If a demon appears to us, then we are really going to pray. We are going to pray for a lot of protection, and we are going to pray that God would get this thing out of here as soon as possible. So the only answer for paranormal activity is prayer, nothing else. I say this because there's a lot of interest in the paranormal, supernatural world today. The opposite of being religious is not being an atheist. The opposite of religion eventually is going to bring you into the occult or some type of occult practice. I was at a talk dealing with this subject matter, and one of the presenters said that he lives in Washington, D.C., and he took the TV guide out and went through it. And every week in Washington, D.C., there are 43 television shows that deal with the supernatural. 43 every single week dealing with the supernatural. So if we are becoming less religious, we definitely are becoming more occultish, because we are fascinated by things that go bump in the night. And you'll see all kinds of things that people doing, all kinds. I want to tell you what we're going to do, what we're never going to do, what you're never going to do. We are never, ever, ever going to engage a ghostly, paranormal entity. We are not going to try to figure out its name. We're not going to try to figure out its task. We're not going to try to figure out why it's bothering us. We're not going to figure out why it's here. What are we going to do? We're going to pray. We're going to say, God, this ghost needs our help, and I'm praying to you for this person. I don't talk to this person, ever. I talk to God. And if it's a demon, you really want to pray. Because if you try to get into an intellectual conversation with a demon, you will lose every time. And the demon only wants one thing and one thing only, your destruction. There is no good that can come into your life by trying to engage a paranormal activity or a paranormal entity. Pray, pray, pray. If that doesn't work, get away. Come here. We'll give you sanctuary in the church, okay? If there's something going on in your house, let us know. I am a true Ghostbuster. No, I mean, I've blessed houses and done all kinds of things, and we can work on it. So if there's something going on, let us know. So in today's gospel, the disciples thought that they were seeing a ghost because they were not expecting the resurrection of the dead, of a human being, body and soul, coming back together again so soon after death. But Easter Sunday, the season we're still in Easter, Jesus Christ shows us a taste of the afterlife. He says, as what happened to me is going to happen to you. You will rise from the dead, and body and soul will come back together again. And because of this, we have a supernatural existence, and the supernatural existence is for union with God. So as we continue this wonderful season of Easter, take some time to think about that. Yes, we're all going to die. We know that, right? But we're all going to rise from the dead. Body and soul will come back together again. And we pray we've died in a state of grace that says, yes, God, I'm dying in friendship with you, and I want to spend eternity in union with you.